All right, talking now with the Essex Chief of Police, Paul Francis. And Chief, a lot of news coming from your part of the country here with, between you and Manchester-by-the-Sea recently. And today we got a press release from Paul Guilfoyle talking about an evacuation this morning. Can you tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, we've been busy as of late, Rick. So this morning around 10:30, the Essex Police, Essex Fire Department, and the Mass State Police got called to a Wood Drive residence for what a party inside a house there thought they had found, like an IED, an explosive device. So what we did is we responded, and when the state police arrived, in an abundance of caution, we evacuated four to six houses down there just to keep people safe, and we blocked off the road as the state police went in and did what it is that they do, mm-hmm. you know, and they did a great job.
What was the final result, Chief? Was it, in fact, some kind of explosive device?
They did find what appeared to be an explosive device. They're not sure exactly how potent it was or what have you. They had done some x-rays to it, and then they decided the best thing to do is just take it out of there, and they're going to continue to x-ray, and then they'll dispose of it as the state police do.
Okay, and will you be getting some kind of report back from them as to what they found?
Yeah, we will. My detective and one of my sergeants will be working on getting a copy of their report.
Okay, and evacuation, are people back in their homes now?
Everybody's been, the road's been opened up, and everybody's been told that we have seen that they're welcome to go back in their home. There's no danger to anybody in the neighborhood at this time, so everybody can just come and go as they please and live their lives.
All right, that's the important thing. That's Essex Police Chief Paul Francis. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.